yeah, I think movement must on Central Campus must have started at least into the apartments, because there were all sorts of people today. I made a run up to my office on South U, and it was pretty crowded. There were all sorts of, there were no empty parking spaces, and there were all sorts of people with giant roller things moving things into apartments, and the traffic was, of course, backed up. So I think move-in has started already, at least in some places. Next up is KB6NU, Dan, followed by WSAU. Dan, what excitement can you fill our hearts with tonight?
KB6NU, well, geez, you're putting the onus on me here, aren't you? Well, I will say that the move-in has definitely started. My wife and I were downtown taking a movie, and let's put it this way, the demographic was a lot younger than it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. As far as excitement goes, I finished my early August tour of hacker conferences, having taught a class in Las Vegas the first week and a class in New York City the second week. And as a result, we now have 63 new hacker/hams in the FCC database. So that's the cool news. As far as my operating goes, I regularly meet with some friends of mine from high school. I went to high school in Detroit, and we meet at different Detroit restaurants. And on Friday, we met at, we were going to meet at Sinbad's, which is on the river, sort of north of downtown. And before going there, so I left at home early and went to Belle Isle and did an activation from there. I got credit for two parks, Belle Isle State Park and the Belle Iron Trail, and a lighthouse activation, which is a separate kind of thing, but there's actually a thing called the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society, and of course there's a lighthouse on Belle Isle, so that was fun. And then we had a great lunch, so that's the news from here. Back to you, this is KB6 in you.